getting into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free, so enjoy them on us, freetalklive.com. We were talking Black Friday. We can keep talking about that. If you want to share a story, perhaps you work in retail and you experienced something interesting today, perhaps a fight breaking out or an angry customer, or maybe had a really glowing experience, and you want to share your story, always find retail stories from both sides of the counter interesting, from behind the scenes and also from the customer's perspective. You know, what was it like out there waiting in the lines? Were people respectful? Were people nice? Were people crazy? There's all kinds of different things to experience on a day like this when a significant percentage of the American public is waiting in lines and hitting the shopping malls and the shopping centers and the Walmarts of America to try to get a great deal. It's an interesting day. So we can come back to that. 1-800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go to the phones and talk to John in New Jersey. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, Emma. I actually have a story about Black Friday.
Certainly.
Today I was at the mall up early in the store, and I saw a fight break out between a woman and a man.
What was it over?
Well, this lady took off this fleece jacket off the rack, and the man grabbed it at the exact same time. He says, "Oh, no, you're not taking this." I was standing right next to them, too, because I was browsing the same section.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lady just turns and starts swearing. The guy's swearing at her, and then just out of nowhere, I mean, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. She just lunges. Oh my gosh, just punches him right in the face.
Now wait, did they still have both hands on the jacket, or had he pulled the jacket from her at that point?
No, he never let go. They were kind of like a tug of war.
Struggling.
Punches him in the face, out of the blue, and the guy suddenly just lets go. And he lets go, and the store clerk comes over, and they're trying to, break it up.
Right.
And they both back up, and immediately afterwards, they seem cooled off. And suddenly the lady just lunges and just grabs his, just grabs his balls.
Wow, that's amazing. Thanks for the call and the story. 800-259-9231. Things can really just get out of control when people get heated over a good deal. Let's continue to talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, did you hit the stores today?
No, I didn't. I was busy doing things around here. I had to clean out one of my freezers. I'm making some grape jelly.
How many freezers do you have?
Huh?
How many freezers do you have?
Two.
Two.
There you go.
What are you keeping there?
Veggies and food.
Okay, that's
lots of people have more than one freezer.
I guess that's cool. They have the chest style freezers with the doors.
They're
on
upright.
Top. Upright, okay. Yeah. Very cool.
But anyway, this thing with Condoleezza Rice they had today, has anybody heard anything about this?
I don't know anything about this. What are you talking about?
Okay, Omert and Abbas are here.
And names I've never heard of. Who are these people?
Abbas is the head of the Palestinians, okay, and Omert is head of Israel.
Okay.
And they're supposed to be having a meeting with Condoleezza Rice today.
All right. And?
And I called my cousin Jim, and I said, maybe you need to get a hold of her. I said, you have as much right to say something as anybody else does. And so he said he was going to try to get in touch with her. I did, too. But anyway.
And the purpose of doing this is what now? What are you hoping to
achieve? The purpose is they're trying to, bring about, stopping all the fighting. I had gotten a message to a boss not too long ago. And I got a message to him, and I was very concerned because I don't think they're really going to pay much attention to Condoleezza Rice anyway. But
don't they have to keep on fighting for the end times to come, Paula?
No, I'm going to tell you something that y'all don't understand. We're not in tribulation, okay? This happened back in Rome. We are repeating history is what we're doing.
Hmm.
We have never learned from history. And this is just crazy this is going on right now. But anyway, the thing is that... this thing's got to stop. That's all right.
Wait, now how do you stop? Okay, now look, I'm not a Bible person. I'm an atheist, okay? But I understand that this whole end times thing is supposed to happen at some point, but now you're saying that their history is repeating.
Well, see, a lot of the history was not, not really told correctly, and
so
I've
wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. Now, I just want to understand, Paul. Hold on a second. Just want to understand. If history is repeating, does that mean the end times will ever happen? And if so, what will it take for history to stop repeating and go to the end times portion?
It's when people wake up and start realizing that we're all God's children here. Matter of fact, I mean, we're all family, America, Britain, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, France, all the Nordic countries and Spain. We're all one family. And the thing is, all this has got to stop.
So people will have to realize, so hold on, let me follow you here. You're saying people have to realize they're all part of the same family and then the world will end?
Well, the thing is, we've got to learn to care about each other, help each other, instead of this war fighting all the time.
But I would agree with you on that.
How is that caring about somebody if you're going to have the whole world come to an end, Paula? I mean, people are going to die.
Maybe we won't bring it to an end, okay? If we can stop all this craziness.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the call.
The thing is, 800-2- need-
thank you, Paula. 800-259-9231. I'm all for stopping the craziness.
I didn't know that there was a way to defuse this end-time bomb.
The end-time thing?
It's a good thing Paula called.
Paula, she knows everything. Really.
That's why I asked her.
There you go. 800-259-9231. What do you say? I mean, the whole end-time thing, it's just confusing to me. And everybody's got a different perspective. Every religion has a different interpretation. And apparently every individual, like Paula, has a different interpretation of what it all means. I mean, somebody was standing out on the street corner the other day. They were pretty darn sure that the world was going to end a couple months ago.
You're right. It was the other day, meaning she was out there a couple of months ago. And
yeah.
Now she's not out there this time anymore. Yeah.
Maybe her world ended. Maybe her universe ended.
I don't know. Bizarre
stuff. Very confusing to me, but so we can talk about anything. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Just a few more thoughts on Black Friday from the Associated Press. Looks like early numbers are showing some success. Retailers are saying that foot traffic is up. Target Corporation spokeswoman Lena Michaud said traffic was strong based on a spot check of stores. Sears reporting that traffic has increased from a year ago. So that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, the question is, will buyers continue to spend at the rate that they're spending? Will they continue to come into the stores for the remainder of the holiday season? Because there have been some years when Black Friday has been very, very good, but then the rest of the holiday season has been lackluster. And that's not good for the retailers. Of course, if people are feeling the pinch, if people are feeling like the economy's bad, if they are feeling like they need to save their money, then that's not going to be good for the retailers either. If they stay home and they don't buy stuff, that's an issue as well. I don't care what happens personally. I mean, I just find it interesting to watch. In fact, I would recommend people stay home and shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com. In fact, Cyber Monday is coming up shortly here, and that's a whole other factor because the online retailers are going to be doing their little version of Black Friday. They're running free shipping deals and other things to draw you in.
Amazon has some amazing stuff. You could
really?
You could vote on some deals and then get them as a result. Yeah, well, you would vote by essentially getting the deal.
What does that do?
I don't know. You'd say which deals you wanted, and then presumably you would have three votes out of the 12 or something like that.
Huh.
So you could pick three of these 12 or something like
Interesting.
That. Interesting. Yeah, it was pretty cool. But that was on, I don't know whether it's tonight, but that was on Thursday, Thanksgiving.
So who knows, what'll be going on here online on the various different retailers, but check around. I don't mind. Shop around, but don't buy anything this holiday season until you do a price check on your item at Amazon.freetalklife.com. There's a good chance it's going to be cheaper there. And also a real good chance you're going to get something like free Super Saver shipping, and who knows what other deals are going to be happening. If you've been out and about in the stores, maybe working on the retail side, maybe in the stores as a customer, standing out in the lines this morning at 5 a.m., if you're still awake, that is, after your shopping day, we'd love to hear your story at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Black Friday, of course, we didn't really describe what Black Friday is. They call it that because today's supposedly the day that the retailers make it into the black. So allegedly they run in the red for the entire year, and just now, today, is when they supposedly make it into the black. Seems like a bad way to run a business.
I don't know. They don't run on that big of a margin.
That's true. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231. We can talk about that or whatever's on your mind. Other news, Girls Gone Wild founder is alleging torture in jail. We'll talk about that. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I want to tell you about our plans at Genesis to take Ron Paul Revolution to the air. The Ron Paul Air Corps plans to put 100 banner flights above the American cities to get the message out about Ron Paul. By the end of December, we plan to be ready to fly in Iowa and have 50 cities covered by February 5th. In order to accomplish this project, we need your help. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. It costs approximately $400 per hour to fly, so we need your generous support. Please consider donating to the RonPaulAirCorps.com. As the ground troops canvass the neighborhoods, we plan to provide air support drawing as much media as possible. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. That's RonPaulAircorps.com. Here's to freedom, the Constitution, and liberty. RonPaulAircorps.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. Get signed up for the updates. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. Updates.freetalklive.com.
American Consumer News is an online magazine which will provide you with a steady stream of money-saving tips to help you get closer to financial freedom. The magazine discusses such topics as investing, real estate, frugality, debt reduction, and much, much more. That's AmericanConsumerNews.com.
1-800-259-9231. We go right into the phone calls to talk to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving and got so fat you couldn't move yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good one. We enjoyed our day with our friends here in New Hampshire. Jeremy, you're listening on KGEZ. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I was thinking about this Black Friday thing, and it's all about, you know, Macy's or Walmart and all these large corporations. I mean, who cares how many millions of dollars of profit they made today and how many billions and trillions and all that. And I want to encourage people to start using their, you know, local mom-and-pop, you know, outdoor gear stores and stuff like that and support their community, even if it costs a little extra money, you know, to support the people there. And as well as, you know, like you guys and the people that you like to listen to and talk with and stuff like that, and just forget about it. I mean, all of that Black Friday stuff, it's all about, you know, how good Walmart does or how good Macy's. I mean, who cares? I mean, them people can sink. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, because they're
Good. Jeremy, I understand where you're coming from. I mean, it's certainly if the service is better and if I'm getting, you know, if I feel like I'm getting something tangible for the extra money, I'll certainly spend money at a local store. But, you know, the fact is, if you need to go and get a widescreen television set, there just aren't very many local stores that you can do that at. So, you know, Black Friday from the retail side certainly is about the money that they make, but it's also from the consumer side about the money that can be saved on a major purchase like a widescreen TV. I know Walmart was selling one for less than $800. Which was
true, but even electronics, you know, even some of your franchise electronics are actually owned by local people, and if you can find out, you know, the ones to go to, and I'd rather support that guy than than save $50 at Walmart.
Here's a situation. I mean, if it's $20, if it's $10, that's one thing. But if we're talking about like a high end piece of electronic equipment, and I guess consumer level isn't necessarily high end, but you know, $800 is a lot of money for someone to spend on a television set. If you go in and you're looking at a new plasma TV or LCD TV set or something like that, and it costs $800 at Walmart or Circuit City, versus you go to the local home theater store, and some areas have these. Most areas, you know, certainly smaller areas don't necessarily, but even in here in Little Keene, there's one, there is a home theater store or two here.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go there. They're certainly not going to have it in stock. You'll have to special order it. And if they are going to charge you $1,100 for that same set that you could have spent $800 for, in my opinion, you're crazy to buy it at the home theater store.
You got a point there. I mean, if you're going to save a bunch of money by going there, then, you know, that's okay. But, I mean, as much as you can is all I'm saying. I mean,
yeah, I think you get better service at the smaller stores.
I mean, if you're going to save $400 or $500 by going to Circuit City or what have you, then I can definitely see that. But I sent you guys some more listeners, too.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Yesterday visiting with friends and stuff like that. So I hope they start to tune in and listen.
Excellent.
Too.
Word of mouth is the best advertising. And, Jeremy, thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. You know, the thing with buying from local stores, again, if it's worth doing, sure, there's no harm in doing that.
I like doing it. I like to be able to – you get to see the same people over and over again. You build relationships inside your community. That's a good thing.
But there's a reason why stores like Walmart and Best Buy and these other retailers have been so successful. It's because they manage to, you know, they manage to pull these products in at such a bulk rate, and you know, they just get such good deals in bulk on these big high ticket items that it's really just crazy to go anywhere else. I mean, if you're going to save $200, that's $200 you could be spending on food for your family, or $200 you could spend at a local store buying something from a mom and pop. So you should buy things where you feel you're going to get the best value for your money, whether that means you're just getting the best price or you're getting a combination of service and value, whatever it is that you feel you're getting the best deal, That's where you should spend your money. In some cases, service is very, very important. Like, I like to use the example of buying a bicycle. I bought one at Walmart. It wasn't put together very well. Returned it, got another one. That one wasn't put together very well. Returned that, got my money back, and went to the bike store and paid twice as much. But I haven't had any problems, and I know that if I did, I could take it in there, and that guy, that old gentleman that sold me that bike, he would get down and fix it himself. I mean, he's handy. He's friendly.
Yep. He knows bikes.
He knows who I am.
The cashier at Walmart can't fix bikes.
Right. So in that case, it was worth the extra money. And did I make a mistake by going to Walmart first? I don't know.
Well, you didn't make a mistake because they have a return policy.
Exactly. And, of course, that's another thing that sets the big stores apart from mom and pops in many cases.
Well,
friendly return policy.
The big stores have used their muscle to cause mom and pop to have to honor people's returns. In a lot of cases, it used to be.
Really?
Yeah, it used to be there'd be signs, you know, all sales are final and things like that. And now, with the return policies at the big box stores, the way they are, people are able to return products that they, for whatever reason, don't want. People abuse these return policies, too. Sometimes somebody will need something for a very short period of time, buy it, use it, and return it.
So if it's something that you don't really need service on, if it's just a consumable product or or it's just something mass market like a toaster, go to the big box stores and get them there. You're going to get a cheaper deal.
I challenge you to find a toaster at a mom and pop store.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of these things are just not available.
Maybe at one of those high-end gourmet stores in the mall or something like that.
Then you're going to pay way too much.
Then you're going to find a toaster that does some amazing crap, but, you don't need it.
go where the best deals are. And, of course, a lot of them are at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, obviously. But you need to take in different factors in. Just because it's local doesn't mean it's good, okay? That's one thing that I think people confuse. If you can get awful service at a mom-and-pop store, just like you can get awful service at Walmart.
If you take this whole local idea and you play it out, it gets to be absurd. For instance, if you go to a local car dealer to buy your cars, where did they buy their cars from? Well, they bought them from Japan or something like
Mexico.
That. Should you buy from local car dealers that didn't buy from? Do you have to buy a car that is manufactured as close as possible to where you are?
Yeah, silly.
Therefore, if that's so, then can I open the Keen, auto manufacturing company, and we put out cars that are $200,000 a piece? But
right. And
if you're a good person that's going to go to heaven, you have to buy one of those.
Well, yeah. And at what point should you stop buying local? Like, if you go to the grocery store and you look at the cheese section, now we live in New Hampshire, there's some Vermont cheese, and then there's some cheese that was made in New York. Is it better for me to buy the Vermont cheese because they're closer to me, or is it only okay for me to buy locally here in Keene, New Hampshire?
But Keene, New Hampshire is closer to Vermont than it is to Manchester.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
So where do you...
what do you do?
Yeah, well, how do you make these decisions? Where are the lines drawn?
I don't want my money going to high-tech Vermont.
Right. Is it better for me to buy locally in that I should shop at the store in the center of Keene, which is closer to me, or shop in the outskirts of Keene, a little bit further away? Is it better to shop closer? I mean, it's really kind of crazy, that idea. Shop based on value, price, service, and the things that are important to you. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. They say beauty's only skin deep. Is this true for your car? Is your exterior a beauty while your interior is, well, you know, a beast? When we come back, I'll share some inside secrets.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Because this season's brutal on cars' interiors, an ounce of winter prevention is worth a pound of spring cure. Yes, dampness from rain, sleet, and snow causes seats to mildew, and carpet takes a beating from mud and heavy tread of winter boots. So clean cloth seats with foaming carpet cleaner, then spray with Scotchgard. For leather and vinyl, choose a cleaner conditioner that repels water and defends against drying and cracking. Then, protect carpets with vinyl floor mats. Though newspaper or cardboard may guard against dirt, they could slip and become a driving hazard. I'm Bobby Likas. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Freak Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are for free. Live streams included. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both there for you at freetalklive.com. The New Hampshire Liberty Forum has a proud history of supporting true hard currency. At the first forum, Dr. Ron Paul called for the restoration of constitutional gold and silver. This January, Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect of the Liberty Dollar, will be a distinguished speaker. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And use the code 2008FTL, all one word, 2008FTL to save 10% on the Liberty Forum. We're looking forward to it, hoping to see you there, talking about shopping, just in general, but also, of course, Black Friday, which brought all this about. Today is Black Friday, that day, that mythical day when retailers across the country allegedly finally make it into the black. I was looking at some other articles about it here during the break, and I think an estimated 133 million Americans were expected to be out and about shopping today. So it's just an amazing day in the world of retail sales, and would love to hear your perspective. Are you somebody who has worked in retail or currently is working in retail? Do you have a Black Friday story for us? Or perhaps maybe you're one of the people out shopping today. Maybe you've encountered some interesting situations as you've been out and about. You can share those with us. Or, get this, Mark, maybe you're one of the anti-consumer people. Maybe you're one of the people celebrating Buy Nothing Day. See, the activists have been busy today as well, trying to convince people, apparently, to not shop. We'll explore that here in a moment, but we go to the phones first to Kate in New Hampshire. Kate, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello there.
Hello. How come I did not do any shopping today? Because I work in retail. I work for a small New Hampshire-based family business.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are not in a mall, our sales numbers aren't reported. Most mall leases require that your daily sales are submitted to the leasing office.
Really?
So they can track this. Yes, because in a lot of mall leases, they pay a percentage of those numbers as part of their rent.
Wow, I had no idea about that. Interesting.
Yes, so a lot of the numbers for the big chains come up because that information's gathered daily.
Mm-hmm.
And where, since I work in a freestanding location that the owners of the business have purchased, those numbers aren't reported to anybody. And we are up for the day and the month over last year by quite a bit.
Wow, so so significant increase.
Uh-huh. Because we are very customer service oriented. So one of the things that about small family businesses, and everyone says, oh, you should buy local. Well, the big chains keep us on our toes in terms of quality, merchandise, pricing, and customer service.
Mm-hmm.
They make us work harder, and our customers appreciate it.
So that's a good. So you're saying, from the perspective of a mom and pop, you're not somebody who you're not one of the mom and pops that sits there and whines about the big chains coming into town. You can actually see that it's had a positive effect on your business.
We go out of our way to not do what they do and do things differently.
Yeah, and you know that's how you're going to compete against the big box
mm-hmm.
stores, because they're hiring people that are transient. They're you know, looking for a job part time, or they're looking for a job in the summer between schooling times and all that stuff. They're not looking, largely they're not hiring people that are looking for careers in there. You know, some people are want to be managers and that kind of thing, but their customer service just isn't going to be the same as somebody who comes in, day out, works in the same store, has a smaller amount of products, really understands these things.
Now, here's what I'm curious.
In our store, our industry in general, I work in the jewelry industry,
mm-hmm.
is your mom and pops are going to have the people who've chosen it as a career who have extensive education and background knowledge that's not just provided by the employer.
Yeah, it's something more. You have to have a little bit more knowledge than how to unlock the case and, you know, pull something out to show a customer. You actually have to have some expertise.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, being a consumer on that that side, it's baffling, the array of choices. You don't know what I'm getting. I don't want jewelry. My wife wants jewelry, so I don't have any interest in it. It's difficult to know.
Now, here's what I'm curious about. You know, this is a mom-and-pop jewelry shop, basically. And
actually, it's two brothers, technically, but
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
It's a family-owned jewelry shop. And you're saying uh-huh. that sales were significantly up, foot traffic was up today. Obviously,
yes.
most small businesses like this don't really have the budget to put a circular into the newspaper and really promote via sort of that big retail method to get people through the door. What were some of the methods you guys utilized to, you know, spread the word about the sale and make it work?
Direct mailing to our clients that voluntarily give us their address to send them such promotions, thank yous, and things like that.
That's a good point.
We send out promotions specifically designed, you know, for like clients who like a certain line of jewelry. We send out little birthday cards and anniversary, you know, birthday and anniversary cards every year
mm-hmm.
to our clients. We send them thank you notes. We have like warranties to get stuff clean and checked. But basically, we do a lot of direct mail to our clients, and letting them know that, hey, you know, this stuff we're doing a great deal on.
Yeah, so I think that's a great thing for us.
So there was something that went out prior to today then about
yes.
Black Friday?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Our full, you know, because we are full service and full warranty, that gets spread around to people, you know, from word of mouth.
Right. Now that's, what does that mean, a full warranty on a piece of jewelry? What's that translate to?
Our store policy is if you buy a piece of jewelry from us, with the exception of a few very fragile stones, you bring it in, get it cleaned and checked every 3 months. If you have a maintenance problem or you lose a stone, we replace it.
Wow. Wait a minute. Now, hold on. It's
yeah.
not like anybody can go and actually shop at your store, so I don't want this to sound like an infomercial. I just don't know how the business works. I'm just asking questions about the business here.
A lot. I've only worked for a freestanding independent the last 12 years, and everyone I've worked for has the same policy.
So you can come in and get the jewelry cleaned for free? That's included?
If you bought... Oh, yeah. We'll clean your jewelry if you didn't get it from us.
Well, they want you walking in the door, Ian. Right. Yeah, absolutely. They'll clean it for you.
Interesting.
Now, what's this about... Replacing gems that people have fault lost?
Well, I mean, if it's gone down a garbage disposal or gotten run over or you've completely bent it out of rim, that's kind of unusual circumstances. But let's say you've got a wedding band that has a little row of diamonds going across it,
mm-hmm.
and you've been wearing it for a year, and we've seen you every 3 months to clean it, check it, and the ring has no obvious you know, abuse to it, mm-hmm. and you've lost the stone, we just replace it for you.
Mm. That's pretty a pretty nice policy. And I have a jewelry question before I let you go. I purchased a titanium wedding band, and I just thought it looked neat. It was black. I like black. It goes with everything.
You're not wearing it right now, Mark.
I don't know where I put it, but I'm always taking it off because I fiddle with it. It's a little too big for me. Anyway, the person at the store told me, which was a chain store, because that was the only one that had the color that I wanted, told me that if for whatever reason I mashed my finger while working, that the firefighters couldn't cut off the titanium ring like they can a gold or silver band. Is that so?
No, they can't. They would actually have to cut your finger to reduce the swelling to get the ring off.
Mm, yikes. Gonna miss it.
There you go. Kate, thanks for the expertise. Appreciate you checking in tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys have a great evening.
You too. Thanks. 800-259-9231. See, that's what I'm looking for. A little inside the system, inside the retail network, inside the store, behind the counter, details.
And you hear how good Kate
works.
You hear how good Kate sounded on the air? Well, it's because she's talking about something that she's intimately aware of. Like,
yeah.
she's involved.
She's an expert.
Yeah, she is.
So it could be from that side or your side if you are out and about today experiencing Black Friday. Maybe you were one of these people that were out protesting Black Friday. They're calling it Buy Nothing Day, and it's apparently brought to you by, let's see here, Adbusters, one of these anti-consumerist organizations. The AP reports that Buy Nothing Day is getting a Jesus jolt. Performance artist Bill Talon assumes the persona of Reverend Billy, often accompanied by a gospel choir, to use the histrionics and cadences of a televangelist in an anti-consumerism effort to convert people to his Church of Stop Shopping. And for this year's Black Friday shopping frenzy, Talon is upping his profile with a colorful campaign promoting a new documentary film about his efforts called What Would Jesus Buy? It will feature Elves on Strike at the Grove Outdoor Mall in Los Angeles and Four Horsemen of the Shopocalypse riding down Madison Avenue in New York. We'll find out more about all this here in moments and take your thoughts toll free. 800-259-9231. What do these people have against shopping exactly? Perhaps we'll find out. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our... Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at TWRadios.com. That's TWRadios.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at TWRadios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. And that's all it takes to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in line, the chat room and forum only open to amplifiers. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com, so get on board and learn more about it. amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the sort of anti-Black Friday holiday. I mean, Black Friday is not a holiday. It's just sort of a day that people get excited and they go out and they buy stuff. A lot of people get really excited and they go and they stand in lines at 2 in the morning and they, you know, get let in the doors of JCPenney or Walmart or something at 5 a.m. and they rush to the through the aisles, grab stuff, throw it in their shopping cart, and they go out and purchase it. And I think some people find that fun. But some people apparently find it offensive. The anti-consumerists are who they are, and they've created Buy Nothing Day, according to the Associated Press. Reverend Billy, who I believe we've actually talked about before on this show. I think he was involved in, the police were harassing him in New York City, I think, a few months ago. Anyway, Reverend Billy is apparently has a new documentary film about his efforts to try to get people to stop buying things in his Church of Stop Shopping called What Would Jesus Buy? The apparently film is being produced by Morgan Spurlock, who's known for placing himself in uncomfortable situations in 2004's Super Size Me, and his 30 Days TV series isn't going with the immersion technique for this project. He says, "I've unplugged, man. I've started to walk away from this idea of getting credit card after credit card to get people more gifts." Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a sensible thing. Well, why are you calling it Buy Nothing Day if that's all you're trying to tell people? Maybe you need to get better at communicating things. He says people on both sides of the fence can agree on one thing, and that's the holidays gotten out of control. He says the campaign and film should appeal to conservative Christians as well as those on the political left. He says we've been convinced that the way you show your love for someone is by what you buy them, by what the price tag is, and by what's represented on the receipt. And that's the wrong message to send out. He added,
I would agree.
A review of What Would Jesus Buy in Christianity Today questioned whether Talon's act, poking fun at both religion and consumerism, has gone too far. saying, yes, it's condescending, yes, it cheapens Christianity, but the whole argument of the film is that our commodity culture has already cheapened Christianity. Buy Nothing Day was conceived by artist Ted Dave of Vancouver, British Columbia in 1992, and since then has been championed by Adbusters magazine. According to Adbusters, it started off as a bit of a joke. Environmentalists are really the core base of this movement. Mm-hmm. But after that, there were religious people that came on board. Cooper calls the day an open-source event for all types of performance artists and activists. Any effort that generates thought about shopping and consumption is encouraged. Last year, one group wandered into stores wearing shirts that advertised 50% off everything in the store. Cooper said there are a lot of people that don't like this weird tradition of hectic shopping and frenzied and angry crowds on the day after Thanksgiving. So, from that perspective, it sounds like that what they're saying is reasonable. It sounds like they're saying, hey, folks, just take a moment, chill out. You know, do you really need to be putting all this stuff on a credit card?
You know, to say that... there's a middle point here that makes some sense. Now, maybe they're going a little crazy and trying to pull people towards the middle point, in the same way that, to some extent, your and my stance could pull the government towards a smaller port.
Right, I see what you're saying, in that there's two sides. There's the extreme, like charge up everything on the credit cards.
I've got to buy a whole bunch of crap for Christmas to show everybody I love them, and because Christmas is exciting, and yay, Christmas.
Right, that's dangerous, that's unhealthy, but I also think that the idea of, consuming things is bad, buying things is bad,
right.
You know, wipe the names off of the products that you buy, that's
don't buy a refrigerator to keep your food, fresh, and keep your family from dying of food poisoning,
right.
Because at some point you'll have to throw away that refrigerator, and it'll put mercury and stuff into the land.
Nuts. So you're saying there's a middle point between
there's a middle point
two.
That says, put away 10 or 15% of your income in savings, put it away before you ever touch it, and then, you can spend the rest of that on the things you want to spend it on. Spend it on your family, buy your kids some toys for Christmas, to have a, go crazy with that, but save some money too.
Yeah, I think that
don't buy stuff you just don't need. Think about purchases.
Be a good consumer, right?
Right.
But that's not really. I mean, Buy Nothing Day, the people that are behind it, I don't think they're very effective at communicating that.
I don't think that's what they want. They want to communicate that first, and then they want to communicate something more, which is buying and supporting the multinational corporations is evil.
I think you're right about that. In fact, in another story at ViewWeekly.com. They're talking about some of the demonstrations they're going to be doing. The other article mentioned that last year people walked around the store with 50% off shirts, mm-hmm. wearing, so in order to, I guess, confuse people and
confuse
upset store
people,
management.
Confuse the stores. Somehow they're not going to be able to do their jobs or something, I guess.
This article claims it might be the most well-known holiday on the activist calendar across North America. Today and around the world tomorrow, thousands of activists will take part in mass Santa meditations, credit card cut-ups, zombie walks through malls, and conga lines of non-shoppers with empty carts in the aisles of Walmart.
God.
It's all part of Buy Nothing Day, the annual celebration of anti-consumption that asks consumers to spend an entire 24 hours without reaching for their wallet, which from its humble beginnings in 1992 has spread to over 65 countries. I think this article, I don't know if it goes into talking about what some of these things are, but essentially what they're talking about are different things that these activists can do, like get a group of 9 people and get them all with shopping carts in the Walmart, sort of trailing around the store and never actually putting anything in the carts. I guess
just to clog things up.
Just to clog things up to generate some attention, but, again, what is... Are you just trying to have fun? Is that what that's all about? It's kind of weird.
Well,
like people aren't gonna look at that and understand what it is that you're doing.
No, all you're gonna do is frustrate people and upset them and turn them away from your cause.
Right.
When you create, when the person has negative emotions, and then they find out about your cause, that's bad. That's a very bad situation.
And they're in the store looking for something to purchase. I mean, they're there to buy something. You're there to protest.
Right. And you're there to frustrate their buying attempts.
Right. And then if they ask you, hey, because some people will ask. Most people will just ignore or think they're weird. But some people will take the time to ask and say, what are you guys doing? And then you'll say, well, we're here promoting Buy Nothing Day. We think consumerism is bad. And then that person's just going to turn away thinking, what? What's all that about? They're not going to understand. You're not going to have the ability to explain that.
If you're lucky, that's what they'll do. But likely, they'll say, oh, these anti-consumerists are a bunch of awful people, just like when the PETA people throw dead cats at people and stuff and weird things like that. Dress up like an animal and then protest kids getting milk at lunch. That does not engender good feelings in people, and they don't understand what it is that you're trying to get across. You're not getting it in a positive way, and you're not going to get anybody on your side doing that crap.
One of the organizers of the event says he thinks there's a great deal of stigma surrounding Buy Nothing Day with the average consumer. I don't think the average consumer even knows about your Buy Nothing Day. He says they think, hey, there's a bunch of hippies out there trying to get us to stop buying everything because they want to crash the system or something. So we're trying to move away from that stigma rather than moving away from the holiday of Buy Nothing Day itself. So, I mean, that's good that they're trying to refine their message. It's clear they're aware that they're pretty much completely ineffective. He says that widespread mainstream knowledge of the day makes it an ideal opportunity to raise questions about our excessive consumption with shoppers, which is what his group is aiming to do, even if people keep on buying. And again, that's that sort of conflict that where, you know, if someone asks you what you're doing and you say, hey, I'm here to try to encourage you to stop buying things today, that's just... it's just flying in the face of their purpose there. And there's no doubt that there's something unhealthy about buying too much, buying beyond your means, charging up credit cards. But throwing it in somebody's face in the moment that they're out doing that, I don't think is going to get you anywhere.
I think it's going to get you farther away from your goal. I think that the best way to do it is present your case on YouTube or online in blog posts or save up some money and do some ads on TV or radio or something like that and explain to people quickly and concisely in a manner that they can understand in a positive way what it is you're trying to communicate. Getting out there and frustrating their attempts to buy things on the busiest shopping day of the year, not such a good idea.
And, you know, it's no surprise that they come off as a bunch of hippies because, well... they probably are.
I don't know if they're a bunch of hippies.
As they said, it's the environmentalists that make up this Buy Nothing Day movement for the most part. And he says at the very end, we want to promote ethical consumption and local consumption. So there's that, you know, that nonsense about
social
buying
justice
locally.
And all that crap.
Yeah.
For every person that they convert to their side on their Buy Nothing Day, they probably
piss off
five, 50. And those 50 people, of those 50 people, probably 10 of them say, I'm going to buy some more just because of these jerks.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Girls Gone Wild founder. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with a Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.